Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. Friends, we welcome you to the show where science, spirituality, scriptures, and the evolution of human consciousness come together. Welcome again. We are coming together for greater clarity to life's journey and to help you move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. This is your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and today I have a really special show lined up for you, friends. I haven't done this before in the way that we're going to do it today, but today, for the first time, in a way that I've never shared fully on the air, I'm going to share with you and walk through that journey with that woman who was my way shower through this journey, my own spontaneous breast cancer healing, and the profound spiritual encounter that I believe was the turning point and has changed my life forever. So my guest today is the brilliant Dr. Cami Benton, and together we're going to take you on a journey that bridges science, spirit, scriptures, and the frequency of your own wholeness. Now, a little background on Dr. Cami. She got her medical degree right here in North Carolina, the Brody School of Medicine from East Carolina University, and completed her family medicine residency at UNC Chapel Hill. My dad went there. Blue blood for life, I've been told, okay? After years in practice, she grew restless, handing out one pill to chase the side effects of another, and went looking for a deeper approach to healing. In 2016, she became certified through the Institute for Functional Medicine, which searches the root cause of disease and across all of the body systems. So it's not that limited blinders on perspective. She's also trained in Ayurveda, India's 4,000-year-old healing tradition. Now, it was at her practice that I actually had my healing experience, Benton Integrative Medicine, here in Huntersville, and she has a second location in Denver, North Carolina. Friends, welcome with me now, Dr. Cami Benton. Welcome, Dr. Cami.
I am so honored to be here, especially as you introduced the program, like how beautiful those subjects all align.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. And we are at the beginnings of that era of wholeness, okay? Mm-hmm. That era of wholeness where we begin to really see how everything's connected. And I think through the practice of medicine, you are really embodying that, having those eyes of how everything is connected. As a doctor, like, what a gift to those of us who are needing that assistance and that bridge that doesn't necessarily need to fully abandon allopathic medicine, but we need an overseer that has the knowledge of both the allopathic world and the natural healthcare and complementary healthcare world. So we're going to be talking a good bit today, friends, about frequency and what the relationship is between frequency, healing, and wholeness.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
So I want to let them know that my experience happened while I was actually in session on one of Dr. Cami's holistic medicine devices. I kind of relate to these machines as the part of the technology of faith, okay? And I'll say the technology of healing, the technology of frequency, the technology of helping bridge us into the embodiment of our oneness.
Mm.
Okay. So, friends, I want to start from the beginning. Okay. We're going to start with the journey leading into that day and then what has happened since then. So, I went to Dr. Cami last year after I had been noticing signs and symptoms in my own body. As you know, I'm a doctor of chiropractic. I've been in the healthcare industry for over 30 years, and I know my body pretty well. And I had been feeling some sensations for a while. Now, when I say that, I am not inviting you to be your own diagnostician by what you feel in your body. So I just want to preface that, okay? I am not saying that that imbalance can't happen in your body that you definitely need to be attending to without you feeling it, because most people don't have any awareness of breast cancer, especially in the early stages. Mm-hmm. So I was feeling things. I was getting some not so good feedback from diagnostics like ultrasound and thermography. And things finally moved to a point where I could actually feel something physically when I was checking myself over. And I went, okay, it is time. I gotta not put my head in the sand. And I've got to face up to something maybe going on here that really needs my attention. So it was actually my spiritual mentor, Duffy Glaser.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Yes, okay. Who is on the West Coast now, but I reached out to her with this heaviness and said, gosh, where do I begin? Who am I going to go to? And she said, I'm getting Cammie Benton. Right. So it was kind of a spirit guided path to begin with that I called, booked myself to come in and met with Dr. Benton. So, yeah. Thank you, Dr. Cammie, for taking me as your patient and then walking me through this journey. Now, I remember at the time I was having some kind of awful symptoms in my body besides that, too. I can't remember what it was.
I think it was back pain.
Yes. I was, you know, and often, friends, these things are linked together. You know, like when your body's out of balance, sometimes it'll start showing up in multiple ways, you know, that don't seem connected from a diagnosis perspective, but your body's just going, help, I'm out of balance. So I had pain and said, gosh, isn't there something you can do to help me out sooner than later? I think I had booked to have my consultation. She said, well, we happen to have this new machine.
That no one's tried yet.
Right. She goes, the room's not even set up yet. I mean, really, I said, please, I don't care if it's in a closet or still in the box. Just
it almost was pretty much that.
So I was, you know, I am honored to say I was the first client/patient to come to her office and actually experience that machine, the biocharger. So can you tell us a little bit about that and what made you, we've only got a minute left, so we're just going to introduce this for a moment and then come back in and let you know more. A little bit, you had just gotten this machine. What led you to get that machine?
I had my own experience about a year ago, but a year before that. I guess it's been longer than a year ago now, after I had appendicitis at another clinic locally, and it was pretty powerful. Like right after surgery, like 2 days later, is at the Purifico Med Spa locally. And I had the IVs and I had that. And next thing you know, I'm like spring cleaning the house. And I'm like, this is a pretty incredible turnaround. Within 10 minutes, I could feel a difference.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm curious. And then I saw it again at another conference. I'm like, I've got to have this.
Wow. This is the first time I've learned this, friends. It's our own experience. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this commercial break. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where you can move from victim of your history to author of your destiny.
So I love that.
We are in that era, friends. You know, this is about human consciousness evolution. And really what that translates into is what's possible for you right now that's never been possible before now. We are in an era where there is a frequency, there's a consciousness. Vibrationally, we could translate it into math, okay? Let's just say the field of the planet is as it has never been before, and you as an energetic being, because that's what we are. In fact, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and this is our time to really wake up to knowing that awareness and knowing that we can take dominion here in this realm, which is an energetic field. Okay, and energy follows thought, as well as machine direction too. Like, so Dr. Cammie, this is so fun for me to learn. I hadn't asked you the question before. you discovered this machine through your own experience.
Right.
And had a drastic change in one session.
One session. It was incredible. So again, I had appendicitis and I had a surgery. It was like uncomplicated. Like I literally walked in the ER. I'm like, okay, yo, I've got appendicitis. And I was in and out in 9 hours and back home at 1:30 in the morning after my appendicitis. And so, of course, you know, you're tired after the anesthesia. And so I went in to Purifico and got some IV fluids. And they're like, oh, here's the biocharge. I'm like, okay. I'm always exploring things. And I'm like, okay, I'll stand there. And then next thing you know, I'm like tapping my foot. I started dancing. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've got so much energy. And it had to have been the machine. The IV fluids don't work that fast. You know, because they were still like barely even getting started at that point.
Wait, this is how long after your procedure?
Like 2 or 3 days. Yeah. I was on Saturday. You know, I was back on Sunday morning. And so maybe Tuesday morning, something like that.
Like you've barely cleared the general anesthesia yet. Like
right.
You're still detoxing from all the stuff.
I went home spring cleaning. Like I had so much energy.
Oh, wow.
Right. And I think I might have done one more session that week. Maybe I had a second. I just don't remember now, but I had so much energy. So my husband was ready for bed one night, like that Thursday night at like 9 p.m. I'm like, oh, babe, I think you might need the biocharger too. He's like, honey, it's like time to go to bed. I was like ready to like clean the house some more. I'm like, I haven't
it's
had
like
this
after
energy.
Midnight.
Like, I haven't had this like energy in such a long time. It was amazing. And so then I saw it again at another conference. I'm like, I want this for our patients because there's so much. Gosh, there's so much that we have out there to try to figure out what's real, what's not real. And I've gone through some technologies that some didn't really work and some were really good. And this was one that I knew worked. And then, of course, hearing testimonials at the conference I went to and other people's successes with it. And so then I'm like, all right, I'm going for it. And so then I was so happy to have that for you. And I believe there was no mistake that the first one was you. And I didn't know you before. You know, yeah. I didn't know. I just, to have this story that you're about to hear be the first experience I had was just absolute confirmation, validation that this was a very important piece of equipment to have that supports health in a different way that really does work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. So, you know, I want to interject a little scripture here. Friends, Psalms 139:14 says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So I'm saying this to preface that healing is not brought about by the biocharger. It's like a reminder to the body of what it already is. You are already whole. Your body and your mind and your spirit are extensions of the divine, that which we call God. And this is about moving back into alignment and remembrance of that truth, the wholeness that's already there. And this is like a frequency that helps you align with and claim that wholeness, reminding the waves and particles of your own field, that it is whole. And it dials into specific messages, so to speak, kind of like a language for this particular misalignment that your frequency is going through. Would you say that's accurate?
Right. So the machine, it looks like this crazy Frankenstein thing. So, and what I love about it is that it does have six people can sit around it. Many people can sit around, but six people can sit around it. And so for me, that creates community. And that's part of the new era is returning. I think the COVID did us that gift, gave us that gift of that separation, the isolation, reminding us how important it is to be in community too. So I really like the idea because there's also med beds. There's all these other things. But I really love the idea that we can do this also with a group of people that are going through similar journeys. So yeah, the machine has like in the central core, a red like Tesla coil
yeah.
with like 600,000 volts. Mm. And then it's got the solfeggio frequencies, harmonics, and it's got noble gases that kind of replicate what it's like to sit out in the sun. Now, ideally, we're all sitting out in the sun, but most of us work indoors with fluorescent lighting and we're sitting in a desk. So we do go into our meetings to get our daily dose of sunshine inside. We truly, in our office, we try to go outside and go walk, but like it is really nice to have that. It is such, has so much energy going through that we have like a little light bulb. That's not a trick bulb. It's literally a fluorescent light bulb that you can pick up and it lights up whenever you touch it. Right? It's like a funny trick.
I've done that. I've seen it. It's because it's conducting through you.
It's conducting through us. Through when the machine is on, you can pick up that light and it turns on just by you touching it. That's how much energy is coursing through your body, going through all of your cells. And then, we've got the frequency. The frequencies can be from anything from mold to energy to detox to brain health to relaxation, abnormal cell growth. We don't have, quote, cancer protocols, but it's breast abnormal cell growth, prostate abnormal cell growth. So we have all these frequencies.
Which is what cancer is, abnormally growing cells.
Right, it's abnormal growing cells.
By the way, I want to interject. I learned from my acupuncturist that traditional Chinese medicine doesn't even have the word breast cancer. They see it as a stagnancy in the breast. Right? Stagnancy.
Which is why in thermograms, this is why I love thermograms, because it's a functional assessment of the breast. Mm-hmm. So if you see stagnant lymphatics, congestion, you want to improve that. That's where you do the breast lymphatic massage, or I love acupuncture because it increases the energy flow through there. And so absolutely, it is stagnation. Mm-hmm. Stagnation. So this, what I feel like happened, and you'll hear more, obviously you're going to give us more details, is that it, like you can totally blow off the machine and sit there and talk and, not even pay attention, and you'll receive benefits. But where I really believe the magic happens is where you meet the frequency where it is. And because, like you said, we have innate ability to heal. And so being in that space, allowing the frequencies of your own body to meet, that can support the healing frequency.
Right. Which, friends, is what happened on that particular session. It was my fifth session, okay? So I want to back up just a little bit and let them know I was doing more than the machine. I mean, I've been in this industry for a long time. I have walked through a very, very difficult, very stressful journey over the previous 5 years. It was a very painful divorce with kind of the worst of the worst. Okay, going on there, totally unexpected as well. So none of it was I prepared for, okay? So I knew, of course, I went, well, of course I have this, because I know that our emotions and our state of being in our mind translates into the physical body. And I just could, at my very best, I couldn't really keep up with all of the trauma that I was going through, through this time, some of it physically and a lot of it mental and emotionally. So, and then lack of sleep and just lifestyle changes, everything. My diet had gone kaput. So I did begin cooking for myself again. I was talking to ChatGPT, was giving me recipes, okay? Tell me, here's what's in the pantry, give me the healthiest or what's the least amount of ingredients I need to add to this to make a great. So I was getting a lot more conscious about what's going into my body, what's going into my mind.
Food is medicine.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I did begin with a process of lymphatic drainage with this LymphaPress machine. Okay. So I had some things in the background that were going on to help prime me. But this energy medicine machine, this biocharger, was the only thing like that that I was doing for direct treatment, so to speak, to the body. And it was my fifth session, okay? The first four, I would come in, I could feel something. I mean, I've meditated, I've practiced energy medicine for a long time. I could feel energy through my body. And I was like, something's happening here. This is good. So I'm coming back and I'm doing more sessions. And on this fifth one, it was the first time that something inspired me. Something, I'll say. Okay. The Holy Spirit tapped on my consciousness and planted this thought in my mind that said, I think today I'm going to go within. And for the first time, I wasn't just thinking about my day or about what I'm feeling or anything else or like, oh, do I feel the energy? I went in, quieted myself, and went into a meditation. And as I turned myself within, a profound experience happened.
Maybe we should wait for that part till after the break.
That's dun, right. Dun, dun. Yes, and a profound experience that I will never forget for the rest of my life took place. And there was a spiritual experience. I had a vision. I felt the energy. I had an awakening awareness. I'm going to tell you all about it right after the break. So stay tuned and learn more about moving into wholeness with these new technologies. Stay tuned. We're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where you move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Yes. And it is about remembering even your physical body, the cells, which are, by the way, made up of particles and waves. Okay. The energetic field that you are, remembering its wholeness, moving back into alignment with that. So again, we're here with Dr. Cami Benton of Benton Integrative Medicine. She is a mover and changer on the planet, bringing consciousness into medicine and bringing higher awareness and new ways of moving out of imbalance and illness and into your wholeness and health. And it's a new consciousness when you know that the healing has already been done. Mm-hmm. Do you know that scriptures say by His stripes, you were healed. There's like a past tense. Your healing, your wholeness, it's already there. And it's just a matter of moving into that alignment with it.
Shifting just your perspective and the embodiment of that perspective.
Yes. The embodiment of perspective, okay? That is what I call faith consciousness, right? It's like the belief in something that you can't see, touch, taste, smell, or feel, okay? And then as you embody it, it becomes your reality expressed, including in the physical body. And so we have technology of faith. We have tools where technology can help us access that frequency, access the frequency of faith, okay? So here I was engaging in my fifth session at Dr. Cami Benton's holistic or functional medicine, integrative medicine center in Huntersville, and I'm on my fifth session on the biocharger machine, her very first patient to use it there at the place. Okay, so I'm a little bit of the guinea pig for the practice. Right. Okay, and on the fifth time, I'm like, oh, I don't know why, but today I feel like turning my awareness within. Now, that may just the fact that that turn happened in my mind on that day may be a reflection of the frequency shift that had already happened within me. Mm-hmm. To where even with these previous four sessions and the other work that was happening in the background, I was becoming that softer clay that's able to be molded more easily. My consciousness now is naturally, instead of just being busy in thought about anything, I was like, oh, why don't we focus within today? Okay. And as I did, that this is not to say that this is the universal key. It's about you being directed where you're at in the moment. And I was directed at that time, turn my thoughts within. And it wasn't long before I had an experience that I can only describe. It was like a supernatural experience. Okay. In my mind's eye, like a waking vision, I saw, my eyes were closed, but I saw these beings of light, and I felt myself merged with the divine, okay? I felt myself as one with God, and I had this image of like being in space or heaven, me and God looking down together at planet Earth. And then Leslie there in that room, And I started crying. I just felt the divine presence of God. I felt myself as eternal. I felt all this love, and I just started crying. And in that context, in that experience right there, I just had this huge statement come through in my mind that said, I don't care if I have cancer or not. It makes no difference. I am eternal. It seems so minuscule in this big journey of forever that this little diagnosis, this little thing, this little part of life felt like nothing.
Shifted perspective.
It did. It shifted perspective. Now, we have a caller on the line. Do we have a caller now? Yes. Okay. So let's bring on this caller. I have invited some listeners to participate if they chose to, and I'll put the number out to the rest of you here shortly. But let's bring on this caller. Welcome, caller.
Hi, Dr. Leslie. Hi, Dr. Cammie.
Hi.
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
Well, we're good. We're good. We're deep in this conversation about remembrance of wholeness.
Well, you just hit something on the head. The calm that you felt, you just mentioned that you felt like you were like this eternal being. I am 7 years out now, and when I first got my diagnosis 7 years ago, I felt that same calm.
What was your diagnosis, Sarah?
I had stage 3 breast cancer.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've walked the journey. You're 7
yes.
years out now. Tell
yes.
us what,
May 24th.
And you're clear now?
Yeah, I've been since May 24th, 2019.
Okay. Okay. That's when you had your clearance, your recovery?
Yeah, I had the I was diagnosed May 24th, 2019, then I had a double mastectomy. And then I did chemo for a year and then radiation for 6 months. And I wish I had this machine 7 years ago because I probably would have saved myself so much trouble. And you mentioned Frankenstein because what they did to me, I mean, it was horrible. But I am fine now. I'm thriving. I'm good. And just hearing you two ladies talk is so inspiring because having heard, you know, you guys talk, it's just been, like I said, inspiring. And had I known that before, I would be thriving so much better than I am right now.
Well, I invite you to have no regret.
Right.
Because
everything is as it's supposed to be.
Yes. Yes. Your journey.
Yes.
To get into alignment with that remembrance, you obviously needed to go a different route, okay, than me. But part of that journey is you being here on the airways today to share your testimony. Now, what were you saying about accessing that peace?
Like when they told me, you know, you have stage 3, and at the time you mentioned your divorce, I was also going through an 18-year relationship breakup at the same time. And this man actually told me, I hope you die, you know, and just horrible things to me. And, you know, verbally, emotionally, just physically, you name it, he did it to me. Mm-hmm. But knowing when I finally got the diagnosis and I did the boohoo and I did the crying and all that, this peace overcame me. Just this, you know, overwhelming peace that in the broad scheme of things, I'm going to be okay. We are eternal, like you said, and everything's going to be great. And it has been. So,
and yeah. keep in mind, too, that she didn't heal the first time. She healed the fifth time. Like,
yes, yeah, exactly. Yes.
There is that story that our souls chose a certain path.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
You're still here to talk about it. And some people, their soul journey is to not survive that, but they are also eternal beings.
Yes.
And so just to take away all judgment and just gratitude for the medical system when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
And given the opportunity for our bodies, now that we know this is available, and it doesn't doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone 100% of the time. We just have to.
Right.
Our journey is our journey, and everything is where it is supposed to be. And
yes,
more and more people have the opportunity to meet these frequencies and discover in themselves. Is that, and ultimately, I believe these machines are teaching us. They're teaching us what is already possible, that you don't even need the machine. The God is,
oh, yes,
the frequency is,
yes,
already there in our bodies. Like, the machine is our teacher. That's
that
it. The machine is
like
our teacher.
A ton of bread. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Mm. Yeah, that just hit me like a ton of brick.
Mm.
I love that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sarah, thank you so much for calling today and for being that bright light of testimony of what is possible as we hang in there and believe, right? And you moved into your alignment and you got it. But you had the peace first, you said, right?
I sure did. Yeah. And thank you for having me, Leslie and Cammie. You guys are such an inspiration, and I could talk for hours, but I know you got to talk. But thank you so much again for having me, and anytime you would like to have me again, I'd be more than happy to.
Awesome. Mm. Bless you. Thanks for calling today, Sarah. Have a blessed day.
All right, bye-bye.
So Romans 8:38 says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing, neither death nor life. From that eternal perspective, you weren't just believing this, Sarah. You were experiencing it as literal truth, as I was. We have access to that now. Stay tuned. And we're back. This is Dr. Leslie's show with Faith Consciousness, where you move out of victimhood from your history into author of your destiny. So there we have it. Sarah went through her journey. You know, sometimes I equate the tools that are needed to find that alignment as like the placebo effect.
Right.
Like, what do I need? How many surgeries or treatments or brainwashing? And friends, I mean that in the most positive way. Like, I'm the first to admit there's a lot I want to wash out of my brain, in my mind. The scriptures talk about taking every thought into captive, okay? Wrestling with those negative frequencies, but moving out of the warfare into just that pure alignment where we allow and remember what's possible.
And it's important to also, for anyone out there going through this journey, remove all judgment if you are not getting rid of it because you're not meditating hard enough or praying hard enough, or, you know, there's so much judgment and expectations.
Mm.
And so I just want to give, like, offer grace there, is that everyone's journey is different. And I just want to welcome you into the idea that it is possible for everyone to have these miracles every day. And if you're not having it at this moment, it's okay. And you just keep on going on and focusing on the peace that God brings you.
Yes. Yes. I believe being on the step that you're on and being authentic with where that is the highest and best, because God will meet you there and you can lead that guided life. Trust me, if I didn't have this breakthrough the way I did, I would have been ready to take next steps, okay? I wanted to work holistically first, if possible, and then go from there. So I really love that Dr. Cammie also brought me into engagement with another process that was new for me that had to do with a liquid biopsy, where there is a platform where they can take your blood and analyze it to find if there's cancer cells there or not. Dr. Cammie, I'll let you explain that a little more.
It's called the RGCC test, mm-hmm. and it's a test out of Germany. And so it does take about 3 weeks to get the results back. Mm-hmm. So you'll do the initial test. There's different levels of tests, but like when someone that you know has cancer, you send off a particular test. They look for that result, and then it should trigger the second level. So if it comes back positive, then it tests it against conventional treatments, integrative treatments, vitamins. Is it good for heat? You know, there's all these things that it tests it against. Mm. And so that's where then you can make a decision. Okay, do I do both conventional medicines and natural? Do I just do natural only? But it can maybe save you from unnecessary treatments, regardless whether it's chemotherapy or, you know, ivermectin. You know, everyone's like wanting ivermectin, but some people I've seen that they said zero effectiveness for ivermectin. So, so I'm not going to waste my money on that.
Right.
So it helps to direct your care to more useful therapies.
A targeted approach, which right. I think is incredible. Like, even if you're going to go the allopathic route and that looks like your best support structure, even maybe that in combination with holistic support, which chemotherapy are these cells going to be vulnerable to?
I mean,
how profound is that? That's incredible. So that diagnosis, that is where we had the confirmed testing,
right.
Okay, for the cancer that then later, I have to finish the story really. So
yes.
I had my spiritual experience. I felt it in my body. I felt a shift in myself. I mean, I came out of there still tears all over my face. I was exclaiming to all of the staff what had just happened. I was hugging everybody and crying, oh my gosh, you know, and honestly, I had reached down and felt that there was a physical change that I could feel and touch in my actual tissues. So I went to Dr. Cammie's the next day. We had an appointment. I told you about it and you said, I think you're healed. All right. Now, we both know I was telling you I thought it was healed. And part of my gift is that you didn't deny it to me. Okay. Right. That I was blessed with a medical doctor who could hold the faith with me instead of push that down and feed me back into fear. Okay. That was part of what helped me sustain.
Anchors it in.
Yes. Yes. So she and I both were familiar with the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he's creating a growing body of evidence where there have been spontaneous remissions many times for many different types of illnesses.
Incredible data.
Right? So from that, I think you had expressed that you'd seen people there who had those types of remissions have similar experience to what I had.
I was like, oh, you just had a Joe Dispenza moment. You're healed.
So then the next week, I had a wobble. Okay. I started.
That's
to get
actually
scared.
When you got your test back positive, it was right after, too. I was like, just want to put in the timing of the RGCC test coming back positive, it was right after you had that healing experience the first time around. Yeah, because then we repeated it.
Okay, and later.
And like a week or two later or something like that. And then, yeah.
Okay, so because there's a gap between when you send it in, when you get
like 3 weeks.
Get the results. That's right. So, yes. So then I had been fully confirmed. Then I'm going into this fear mode where I'm beginning to feel like I feel some symptoms again. Ah! So I come running back to Dr. Cammie, and she said, hold to your healing. She said, sometimes the frequency wobbles before it sets and anchors all the way in. Okay. I needed that. Mm. We watched it. I still was doing my lifestyle things and the biocharger. Yes. Uh-huh. And then we did the next test. We did the next test and said, okay, if this comes back positive again, we're going to go ahead and find out exactly what else needs to happen. But I knew I had this amazing experience, okay? Meanwhile, weeks later, because it takes weeks again to get everything together, okay, I am on my coaching call with my life coach in the afternoon, Reverend Christy, and I go, you know what, Reverend Christy? When that test comes back, even if it's positive, I'm not going to believe it because I can feel that it's gone. I could discern there was a creepy feeling on me that I could feel was not there anymore. And I just knew I could have. Now, again, do not try this at home. Listeners, this is not to say that you are your own diagnostician, as I explain my unique experience.
Although not as a doctor, you kind of can be. Okay. You kind of can be, but we're not encouraging this.
Okay.
Like, do this with guidance.
Yes.
Do this with guidance.
Yes. Yes.
How about that? That's a better.
Yes.
Because I teach people to trust your body, true. Trust your intuition.
Okay.
And you know your body. So trust that, mm-hmm. but find yourself a guide.
Yes. Get support as well. Don't
medically,
do it alone.
Yes.
Okay. Totally agreed. And may I recommend Dr. Cammie Benton, Integrative Medicine in Huntersville and Denver, North Carolina.
Yes.
I mean, they're there for you. So at any rate, I declared to her, even if it comes back positive, I'm not even going to believe it. Because I know, I can feel that it's gone. That whole, whatever that was, there was a creepy feeling, an energy on me that I could feel was completely gone. 2 hours later, I got a phone call, and Dr. Benton said, I didn't want to wait until the office opened tomorrow morning. We have gotten your results, and they're completely negative.
Negative. Negative. This is a miraculous healing that is possible for anyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm, praise God.
Yes, praise God. And she said that too. Amen.
Yes.
Amen and amen. So, friends, as we are wrapping up today, do we have time? We do. Okay, so I want to invite you to have an energetic experience within yourself that only takes 30 seconds. Can I tell you that time doesn't really exist? And amazing things can happen in an instant. It's about remembering what already is. That blessing is there for you. Whether it's in your body, your relationship, your finances, it is there for you. And I want you just to, if you're available, engage with this fully. If you're driving the car, then keep focus on the road, but listen and be present with what you're getting ready to hear. This is a 30-second reset for your own experience of how alignment can happen in a very short time. Let's do it now. Let's join and feel our peace. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly and feel peace in our minds, in our hearts, in our hands, in our feet. And peace flows through our lives. And it is so. And that's a quick, short little reset, just feeling how you can, in a real brief period of time, engage with internal peace. It's there for you all the time. If you want a 3-minute experience that goes further than that, go to faithflowradio.com. Faithflowradio.com. Now, reminding you that Accident Recovery Center has got your back at 704-547-9494. Dr. Lee Farrell is there to help you, a chiropractor sent from heaven when you need that support. Friends, we'll see you next week. This is Dr. Leslie saying thank you and walk sacred.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.